Are you struggling with your business website and need a website that actually converts visitors into buyers? Do you have a service or product that isn't making as many sales as you'd like? The Business Website Blueprint Podcast is for you. Hey, my name is Ariana, and I'm a website designer and developer who has helped my clients sell over $1 million in their products and services. In this show, you'll receive support and guidance through bite-sized episodes to help you generate more traffic to your website and convert that traffic into sales. Are you ready? Here we go. Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Business Website Blueprint Podcast. In this episode, I want to compare and break down WordPress versus Squarespace. So we're going to be comparing the two, and I'm going to tell you exactly why I recommend one of these over the other. Now, Squarespace. This is a website platform, which you do need when you're building a website, and it is a little bit simpler to use. It's slightly easier to set up than WordPress, but it's definitely still challenging if it's your first time. It's definitely still a big learning curve. It's not as super simple as everybody claims it to be, and there's still quite a bit of settings you have to figure out. You have to go Google and all this stuff. So it's really not as easy as everybody makes it out to be. Also with Squarespace, you're limited in the capabilities that you have with it. So as your business grows, you might end up realizing that your website on Squarespace can't do everything that you want it to do. And so then you're going to end up having to switch, and that's really time consuming. Your website will be down for your period of time while you're switching, and it's overwhelming. Now, with WordPress, it's better for SEO, which if you don't know what SEO is, that's search engine optimization. I have an episode all about it. Back on episode 8, I teach you the 5 simple SEO strategies to implement on your business website. But SEO is how you get found organically by people just searching Google or whatever. And so WordPress is much better for SEO. You're going to be able to rank higher more often if your website is on WordPress, because their settings for how Google wants it to be set up is just better. And yeah, it's just a lot easier. A WordPress website is also much more customizable to what your business needs. So for example, if you are selling products and you need to have like a bunch of different options that your customers can choose for a specific product, they need to be able to customize it fully. You can do that with WordPress. I don't think it's possible with Squarespace. So that's definitely something to consider. You can host courses on WordPress. There's seriously so much you can do. And again, you're limited on that with Squarespace. Now, again, Squarespace's big thing is that they're easy to use. They have templates that are easy to customize. Well, so does WordPress. WordPress still offers templates that you can use, so you don't have to design from scratch if you don't want to. There are tons of templates out there. Obviously, shameless plug, I offer templates, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, but you don't have to have amazing design skills to use WordPress. You can still utilize a template and get all of these other benefits. Now, remember how I said with Squarespace, you might outgrow it? Well, with WordPress, you're never going to outgrow your WordPress website. It will grow with your business. It will have all the capabilities that your business needs, even 10 years down the road from now. You're never going to have to switch platforms. And I think one of the biggest reasons why WordPress is better is that it's actually cheaper. So with WordPress, I recommend WordPress.org, which I break that down. There's a difference. There's WordPress.com, WordPress.org. I don't really understand why there's both. I don't think anybody does, but I recommend WordPress.org. And with WordPress.org, you need separate hosting. And with that, I recommend Bluehost or HostGator. But when you get one of those plans, it's seriously, if you get a bigger plan, like a longer plan, then it ends up coming out to like $3 to $4 a month, where Squarespace, their basic plan starts at $23 a month. So you're paying less for WordPress and you get more capabilities. So it's kind of a win-win, you guys. So I know Some of you might be on Squarespace, you're considering changing. Maybe you don't have a website yet, but you're trying to figure out which platform to go with. I highly, highly recommend that you just go with WordPress, let it grow with your business, and that way it will always have all of the capabilities that you ever need. Now, if you want a website template that you can fully customize for your business that makes it super easy for you, go check out my website templates at arianaverneerdesign.com/shop. Along with those website templates, I give you my Wow What a Website training and tutorial series, which walks you through how to set up your website hosting, how to connect it to WordPress, how to install your template, how to get all the settings right, and all the different things. So you get both of those, the template and the Wow What a Website training, when you go and purchase a website template. So again, you can do that at arianaverneerdesign.com/shop. You can find that link in the show notes. Or if you want someone to build a WordPress website for you, I'm your girl. So we can talk through my VIP Design Day package, where I will build your site fully optimized, SEO friendly, everything you could ever dream of for your website, and it will be done in 3 to 5 days. So you can check out more details about that package at arianaverneerdesign.com/services. You can find that link in the show notes as well. And also on that page, you can book a free call with me where we will chat through what you're needing. I'll give you a quote based on your needs and we can go from there. So I hope this episode was helpful for you and helped to break down why WordPress is, in my opinion, better than Squarespace. But really, it just comes down to a matter of what will grow with your business as it continues growing over the years. And hands down, the answer for that is WordPress. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Website Blueprint Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would bless me big if you would take a moment to leave a 5-star review of the show so I can help more business owners just like you reach their clients and customers through a killer website.